Turn to picture number 8. After the flood, the descendants of Noah became very many. These people did not love or obey God like Noah, but they wanted to live only for themselves. They all spoke one language, and they decided to build one big city with a very tall tower which could reach to heaven. They wanted to make a big name for themselves, but God came down to see the city and the big tower they were building. God said,
If, as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us confuse their language so they will not understand each other.
God made different groups of people to speak different languages. This made it impossible for them to work together, and soon they stopped building the tower. Then they went in their own language groups and went to different parts of the world. In the picture, we can see how people became confused and could not understand each other's languages. The place is called Babel, which means confusion, because God confused the people's thinking and languages. Some people have great power and rule over other people, but it's God who is the one who rules over everything and everyone. Why is there so much corruption, fighting and bad things? Why doesn't God stop it all if He rules over everything and everyone? My friend, God is able, but we must remember that our thinking is so much smaller than God's thinking and ways. God knows everything from the beginning to the end, but we don't. We don't even know what will happen tomorrow, do we? God does. We may think that God should do this or that, but it might not be God's plan. Our plans are not perfect like God's plans. I don't know why there's so much fighting, killing, famines, and all these terrible things. I can only see just a small part of the plan, but God can see the whole plan. Also, man himself causes many of these bad things to happen, and sometimes we blame God for them. What makes wars and killings? Yes, it is greed, want for power and control and money.
Oh, this reminds me about Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10, which says, "Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income."